Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is the fifth day of August, this Wednesday edition, fifth day of August, 2009. We have 3 hours left in this transmission. We're here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, back Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, 5 to 7 Eastern. Again, I want to thank you all for joining us today. Now is the time for me to go full bore. And for all of us to go full bore, operational, against the globalists, exposing the fact that they're clearly planning to use a staged flu pandemic, whether it kills a bunch of people or not, as a pretext for their martial law control grip. Hundreds of mainstream news articles in the last 6 months have acclimated the public to have regular Marines, regular Army, Marine Corps reserves, Army reserves, National Guard, on the streets of America, at checkpoints for DWIs, at mass shootings. I read the headline last hour out of Birmingham, Alabama, where they're going to use the National Guard there now as the police force because the town and the county is collapsing. The Associated Press is reporting this. This is all part of acclimation. Now, I went to urban warfare drills 12 years ago, 11 years ago, 10 years ago, 9 years ago. I've been to scores of these where the troops practice locking down the city, taking over City Hall. I would cover this. People would deny it. Now they admit NORTHCOM is there to not fight, quote, Al-Qaeda, their own creation. That was their excuse to set it up, making the United States a military jurisdiction. But they're now saying in the DHS report and the MIAC reports that we broke, that were sent to us by good police and good military. We've been sent secret documents that later get confirmed in the Baltimore Sun, that the Army is spying on anti-Fed activists who want to abolish the Fed or audit it. They're spying on myself, Ron Paul at events. This is all confirmed. The good news is the military is sending us this information from inside channels because they're upset about it. They know. Those that can still think who aren't felons or illegal aliens that the military's hiring. They're getting rid of the good people bringing in these criminals and foreigners. They just had NLE 09 using troops from 14 nations to admittedly take on the American people. The DHS report says the number one threat is gun owners, veterans, and constitutionalists who, quote, want to end the Fed or audit the Fed. They tell the police if they have a Ron Paul sticker, anti-UN sticker, go ahead and arrest you. All over the nation, if you have people out handing out anti-Obama health care documents, we have video coming up. Armored vehicles pull up. SWAT teams jump out and run up scared. They're scared. They're breathing heavy. They've been told they're terrorists. And they say there's no First Amendment on video. Get off the streets. We have the video of this. We're already under martial law. Now, how are they going to make everybody feel like they're guilty? How are they going to make everybody feel like they're suspect? First they say it's for Al-Qaeda, then they say, oh, guess what, this whole NORTHCOM system is for you. We're going to use the Army for everything. Car wrecks, drunk driving, you know, just the Army's going to help with local police, local schools. They're going to help give the force inoculations. The flu makes everybody suspect. And they have the feds covertly everywhere, including Dripping Springs High School. One of my employees' husbands works at the school. I'm just going to leave it at that. One person might have had the flu, and 9 times out of 10, it turns out it's not even the swine flu, which isn't even the swine flu. It's part human, part pig, part bird, and clearly manufactured, but not deadly. Only, you know, killed very few people compared to the regular flu. Any excuse they have, they locked the school down, scared everybody, locked the teachers down for 4 hours after school, then let them go. The feds were telling them to do this. For anybody gets sick, they lock the school, they lock the bank, they lock the business down, to create a grassroots perception that there's fear while the media builds towards the forced inoculations. An expert on this, Steve Quayle, joins us for 2 hours coming up.
EJC.com would like to offer all listeners the Big Seed Deal. This amazing deal contains 35 different varieties of heirloom seeds that will provide you and your family healthy vegetables for years to come. These seeds contain no GMO and are not hybrids. You will receive seeds to grow tomatoes, carrots, beans, broccoli, cucumbers, peppers, onions, cabbage, lettuce, pumpkins, spinach, peas, wheatgrass, and much more. And the best part? You will receive almost 6,000 seeds that you can save and replant each season for only $79. This means that these vegetables will only cost you about one penny for each one you grow. And in this economy, saving money is always welcome, especially when it comes to our food supply. Order now and these seeds will be shipped to you absolutely free. To learn more and to place your order, visit EJSeed.com. That's the letter E, the letter J, seed.com. EJSeed.com. Order now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Congressman Ron Paul joins us in the fourth hour today, coming up in an hour and 52 minutes. For the balance of that time, though, before he joins us, we have Steve Quayle, best-selling author, syndicated radio host, researcher, survivalist. Steve wrote books back in the mid-90s about how they would use a genetically engineered flu as their pretext and cover to bring in world government, because it makes everyone guilty. See, first they build the police state control grid NORTHCOM in the name of fighting Al-Qaeda, the globalist creation, on record. Sybil Edmonds, FBI translator, on record that Al-Qaeda was working for the CIA and FBI and Defense Intelligence right up to 9/11. And all these other documents that have come out, they flew them out to safety. That's Times of London. Once they've got their system set up, then they announce, oh, it's for the American people. Oh, there's terrorists. And all over the news. Remember in the Missouri papers, what, 2 weeks ago? In fact, I'll pull that out and put it on screen later. The Army is now writing articles for local newspapers saying, oh, we're running checkpoints in the town. We're trying to protect the town from militia attacks. So we're going to be searching your cars. This is in the news all over the country. They just announced that they're going to be running drills and checkpoints in the towns, searching you to fight the militia, the American gun. See, suddenly, oh, NORTHCOM admits its main enemy is the American people. Now, this is perfect cover to pass the banking takeover, the new Bank of the World they want to set up in October. It's perfect timing in October to pass the anti-gun bills they've got introduced, the cap and trade through the Senate. That's what they're saying. Everything's going to happen in October, November. Obama's approval rating's plunging. They've got to get it done by then. They're saying this. Now, back in, here's some background. I want Steve Quayle to talk about this first, then we'll go through what's happening in the future. I went on air in January, February, and March. We had emergency managers from towns on. We had reporters on where the feds were building mass graves, where the feds were preparing local cemeteries for hundreds of thousands dead per town, where the feds were telling police departments, harden yourselves for IED attacks, terror attacks. The American people are going to attack you. They would do drills with the feds where the local police would guard the flu vaccine coming in. And I said, folks, it appears they're going to play a flu card as the next stage false flag. I said, call the White House, call Congress, tell them don't do it. Then in April, they launch. They say, end of the world, hundreds of millions are going to die. And I said, wait a minute, hardly anybody's dying. This is genetically engineered, though, scientists were already saying. What's the deal? Is this a psychological primer for the fall? Then Napolitano comes out and says, oh, it will happen in the fall. It will happen in October. They love telling you what they're going to do. And so now we see it's the perfect cover. Now, all over the country, they're telling banks, schools, Walmart, anything in infrastructure protection through InfraGuard, this secret network of 50-plus thousand spooks and spies for the feds in industry and business and government. Water treatment plants, power plants, anything in infrastructure. They're now expanding that out to hundreds of thousands where everything's infrastructure. License to kill. Kill your employees. Kill whoever we order you to kill. That's mainstream news. InfraGuard. They have the clergy response teams going back 3 years ago. We got the secret documents, since confirmed mainstream news, but they say it's good. The clergy response teams training and telling their flocks it's of God. Take the flu shot. Take the smallpox. Take the anthrax shot. Turn in your guns. Let them take your children. Go to the FEMA camp. Go to the relocation camp. We played those clips over and over again. Exactly what we showed you in the documents years later announced in the news because they're getting ready to go operational. Suddenly, troops to run checkpoints for drunk drivers, troops to run checkpoints for gun checks in Illinois, troops to run checkpoints for militias that want to attack the National Guard. Just out of the blue. This is in the newspapers. Why is all this happening? Because our system of government is falling. We're going into foreign bank receivership. Now, we hope In the choices of bad to worse, that they just hype it to inject people with sterilization compounds and cancer viruses and to make tens of billions off these vaccines. That's on the bad, but not the worse. They could actually put out something that kills a bunch of people to really create a panic so more people take the shots that have the soft kills that the White House science czar talks about and says they're going to put in your vaccines and put in your water. I mean, they're not playing games. They may go with a mass culling. I believe, though, it's just going to be more fear-mongering to train us to go under level 6 under UN control and to get people to take the soft kill shots and to practice having troops on the streets for bigger biological releases in the future. Because their psychological tactic is create a crisis, restrict, people resist, back off a little, but not as much. Then squeeze in again. The people say, we've had enough. They back off a little. Then as soon as our resistance dissipates, they squeeze again. We get angry. They back off a little. And over time, they squeeze us. That's the psychology. But their whole agenda is stalling and falling apart, so they may go with something bigger. Sprinkled in terror attacks. Saying Al-Qaeda did it. Linking up with white Al-Qaeda, you know, the American people. They're saying fear everyone. They're now putting out the script. I see the preconditioning for that. They may launch a war with Iran. I mean, they're going for broke. Everything's lined up for them. I've never seen such a buildup of the establishment's operations. Now, I've got Steve Quayle with us. I just wanted to, this video, I'm asking listeners to spread it everywhere, to make it go viral, because if we expose them enough, they may back off and not do the really bad stuff and just do the soft kill operation, which is bad enough, but we can warn people, and that buys us some time. We're trying to triage here. It may even blow up in their face, and they may back off on the whole program. But they're going to keep coming back. That's their M.O. Ladies and gentlemen, everything is lined up for this. And they're doing weird quarantines secretly at high schools. Dripping Springs yesterday, one of my employees' husbands works there. They locked it down, wouldn't let the kids go home, wouldn't let the coaches go home, but said, national security, don't tell anybody. This was all over. This was all over one kid who got a fever. And then, of course, now they're telling him, oh, don't worry, it was probably nothing. They don't even know if it was swine flu. See, but they're doing grassroots psyops everywhere so that everybody will be scared and take the shot. Now, Steve Quayle wrote a book back in the mid-90s documenting all this. We can see what they're building. Steve, I know I've been ranting the last 10 minutes here. Break down comments on what I've just said, the history of what we saw, the intel you're getting, and then let's move in to the future of what they're planning and all the other facets. Steve Quayle, great to have you here with us.
Thanks, Alex. Well, first of all, this is it. And if this is the end game, how appropriate your title for your video. The whole thing that I'm hearing and seeing in play now is multiple strains of vaccines, double talk, but the implementation, Alex, and all my sources say they're going for broke. They have backed off in the past, but now the arrogance, and this is coming from people who live in the realm of the Illuminati circles. They know that their, quote, game is up. The thing that most people are missing, you've been talking about, I've been talking about, but isn't it fascinating how the fast-track vaccination program with no independent surveys, safety surveys, U.S. government mandating, martial law declared, who, you know, the World Health Organization not treating or even sharing actual cases that are happening. In other words, the thing is that it's not going to scare us into submission. It's the vilification of the American public. Let me share something. In the last week, a very high-ranking and high-level intelligence official deep within the caverns of their world broke ranks. I don't know the guy, don't know his name or anything, but the point is that he said he will not take part in the death of 25 to 50 million people. Now, Alex, this is the thing. This isn't just to scare people. The scare is working, obviously, the fear. And you and I went on record as saying this was not it when you had me on your show that night. We said this is not it. This is setting us up for the fall. I think people are losing track of what these mouthpieces for the Department of Human Sacrifice are saying. And by the way, Alex, this thing is kicking into such high speed that I'm going to encourage everyone to call their senators. And look, we know that enough pressure is already on them for all of the different town hall meetings and everything on this health care bill. Look at the insanity of that coupled with the orchestration of the implementation of martial law. Listen, every day goes by, we hear of more military troops being placed. You've laid out for the people the psychological conditioning of military troops that were trained in Iraq and Afghanistan, house-to-house weapon searches. We've always heard, oh, there are too many guns. Well, fortunately, I hope that's true. Unfortunately, I don't think it is, because most people, most, quote, sportsmen and average gun owners are not trained in the skills of modern combat. The thing that is really irritating to me is that this next round of scare tactics, look, they could parade out a Hollywood production of people dying and bleeding out of their eyes, ears, nose, throat, and other orifices, and basically claim that it's Ebola. We have that story, by the way, you covered it in Texas, of a couple of people literally having some form of a hemorrhagic disease. 100 of the world's preeminent scientists have been murdered, assassinated, liquidated over the last 10 years.
Well, the flu shot itself, which they admit is live virus in many of the varieties they're testing, many top virologists are in the news saying that all this testing of live virus vaccines could actually cause an outbreak, and that's the perfect way to mutate a virus is to inject it into a bunch of people. They're doing the main swine flu testing in Texas.
Absolutely. Here's the word that people have got to get used to, a word called mutagenic, okay? That means that it's a mutation or the ability of the viruses to incorporate any of the pre-planned defenses against them. Listen, these people are straight out of the cauldrons of hell. And the idea, and what's the difference if somebody's going to come put a gun in your head, blow your brains out, or give you an injection in which you die later? There are multiple strains of the vaccine for different people according to their perceived threat against the federal government.
Steve Quayle, stay there. Continue to break all this down, the different facets on the other side. Your calls are coming up in the next hour on the Flu Martial Law Takeover Program.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Undersafes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Undersafes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUndersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Undersafes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUndersafes.com. That's GrafUnderSafes.com. Safes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 19, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $933.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $960.23, $480.11 for the half ounce, or $240.06 for a quarter ounce. That's $960.23, $480.11, and $240.06.
On June 4th, 1963, Executive Order 11110 was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their amnesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
All right, I want listeners to very carefully pay attention to what we're saying. During that whole flu hysteria that the government and the media created, over a few hundred people dying in Mexico and the United States, maximum, most of those turned out to have died of other illnesses or were already on breathing machines or had cancer or were very elderly. I forgot during that whole hysteria to point out I had foreseen all this in March, on the March 5th show specifically, and said they're going to launch a massive flu hysteria, whether it actually kills a bunch of people or not, because I saw them building the mass graves, telling local police get ready for troops to be on the streets. Now suddenly, for any and all reasons, they're putting troops on the streets after they built this up for years. They didn't just do this overnight. And so I see decades of preparation and taking over local governments and paying people off and all of the psyops and the Hollywood movies showing troops with the police and troops at the Kentucky Derby and Super Bowl all coming together now. And I would say there's an 80% chance that they're going to go with it in the fall and that this is the big one. Now, if we get the word out and scream bloody murder, Steve Quayle, do you have any hope that we can back this off if we just go absolutely wild and get the information out? But
I do in one respect. I really believe that when we're appealing to the individuals in the military and law enforcement, that if we can give them enough information, there are people out there that are listening to you and I that control the most powerful weapons in the world, that control things that most people don't even know exist. And I'm talking about those that have that systems that echo through the universe that literally should put a stop to this. Because, look, if a general in the intelligence community, and by the way, people don't understand that when people break rank with multiple stars, and I'm talking to the National Security Agency and other places, it costs them, in effect, if they're signing a death sentence to themselves. So my hope is that by your program, my program, and all the different things we're saying, let me just give you one statement that we've got to get on record, okay? The Dr. Mei Wan Ho and biologist Professor Joe Cummings have written that vaccines themselves can be dangerous, especially live attenuated viral vaccines or the new recombinant nucleic acid vaccines. They have the potential to generate the virulent viruses by recombination. The recombinant nucleic acids could cause autoimmune diseases. What that means, and this is something that people have got to understand, those in the military, you should question the vaccines you've been given. Those of you in law enforcement, you're going to be on the first lines of this. By the way, information came to me from some guys in Kansas with, I think, the state patrol there, that they're having some really bad reactions to some of the vaccines they're being forced to take. And also, Alex, I have validated through multiple highway patrols in different states that they're being told they have to be able to redeploy for 30 days. You covered that. But even in Montana, that was just initiated last week, and be able to go another state and be basically on their own for 30 days without any resupply. It's important that people understand this. So the only hope we have, and this is true, is first of all, and I say this with absolute clarity, people have got to recognize the spiritual nature of this thing and absolutely repent for being apathetic, indifferent, and totally caught up with the mundaneness of this.
Yeah, people don't care about 51 million aborted babies and say they're not human. The right. New World Order and John P. Holdren, the eugenicist, don't think you have a right to life either. And later, before you leave, let's get into this huge revelation of the eugenicist White House science czar. Steve, what I want to do in the time we have, though, is I want to go point through point with you in the next long segment coming up. I want to go over the history of chemical biological testing on the people. We know the government's done this before. We know in 76 they vaccinated troops at a base that killed them, that started the swine flu epidemic. We know that vaccine killed a bunch of citizens. That's why they had to stop.
2,000, Alex. 2,000 people died. 4,000 people were permanently incapacitated.
Well, that's a conservative government number. Yeah, I've seen it as high as 10. You're right.
I can tell you that's what they admit to. The numbers I was told by people in the background said it was 10 times higher, and they said they quit reporting it, too. They went into damage control mode where they literally, he said, Steve, they are burying people faster than they could count them.
Well, that's the issue. We have to go through these because when you're saying this, it's all mainstream news. When you're saying the points you're making, it's all admitted. When you talk about the fact that there are scores of different indeterminate numbers, I know it's more than 30 or 40 last time I saw the list, of test vaccines of live virus being given, that's mainstream news. When they admit it's causing incredible adverse reactions, that the virus is now mutating in the body, that Texas suddenly has 5 new mutations, according to the State Health Department last week, caused from the vaccinating, they're clearly trying to have this genetically engineered flu virus mutate. And it's admittedly manufactured. So, and then on top of it, the flu vaccines they're trying to develop won't cover whatever it's mutated into in the future. So there's no reason.
They're designed to initiate it, Alex. They're designed to initiate it. They're not covering. They're not defending. They're not protecting. They're initiating.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be, all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Ladies and gentlemen, this whole thing has been skillfully directed. The whole thing's been scripted and built and prepared over years. We know that this flu was manufactured. That's now admitted in the lab. Top virologists and epidemiologists are on record. You can just Google anything we're talking about and you'll see the mainstream news on it. Why, if it just killed a few people in Mexico City and a few people in the U.S., and regular flu kills tens of thousands every year in the U.S., did they hype it? That was the primer as the pretext and the cover to move the troops in, move the FEMA NORTHCOM system in. We told you NORTHCOM was going to forcibly inoculate. That's now CNN. That's now Fox. They're openly saying martial law is good. Forced inoculations are good. Fox News saying, I was just at a Pentagon meeting. They're going to lock down the cities and have forced quarantines. And then the feds are telling the locals everywhere, if one person gets a cold, they shut the school down. They act all scared. They indoctrinate the kids with fear right as the inoculation season comes in with public school and school starting. And I talked to one of my employees who had to go in getting ready for the first days of school, and they were like, well, there's no such thing as a vaccine waiver form. She pulled it out, and they said, oh, okay, we'll accept that. But don't tell anybody about this, because they've been told, you lose your job if you don't get this stuff in their body. when the White House science chief wrote a government policy book on how to sterilize you through the vaccines. Now, this is real. We can see that it's staged in a hoax. The question is, how bad is it going to be? I got a bunch of points I want to go through with Steve Quayle of stevequayle.com. We're going to get into Holdren. We're going to take your calls next hour and a lot more, but the phones aren't open yet. Steve, you've got a lot of intel, a lot of points to make about the history of this, the preparations, the troop deployments. Talk about the intel you've got, and worst case scenario, if they think their trial balloon is successful as they test the public, as they test terrorizing the public right now, beating the drum, building up towards October to try to ram through their whole agenda while everybody's fearing for their lives under flu lockdown and the government poses as the savior, scripting things like a Hollywood script, casting themselves as the saviors, as, you know, Mighty Mouse coming to the rescue. What is the worst case scenario? What is it the globalists want to get out of this? If they think we're going to go along with it, what is your, because you're a guy talking about this in 95, writing books about it in 95, 96, laying out exactly what was happening now, saying that the flu and other pathogens would be used because it makes everybody guilty and is the perfect cover for a political takeover.
Well, absolutely. And first of all, Alex, I believe that it's multiple agendas, plural, okay? The bottom line is we're dealing with multiple strains, and some of this stuff is very real. You asked about the history of it. Remember when we had hoof and mouth disease released in Britain? Remember when we had the situation with mad cow? I was on the radio. I was doing hundreds of talk radio shows saying this is an intentional release. This didn't just happen. Dr. David Kelly, the head of British military Ministry of Defense's biological weapons program, he saw this coming. There is a book that's been written about all of his previous research that's been sort of held at bay by a British Q letter, meaning you can't publish it because they're claiming it's national security. I think if people want to watch what's going to come down in this country, watch what's going down in Britain, because now they're claiming 100,000 people a day are going to be infected. Listen, there are normal transmission routes and normal transmission vectors, the vector being that which carries the pathogen. The point is that you cannot get what they want to accomplish. The Illuminati wants the death of 5.5 billion people. We cannot lose track of that. They openly talk about it. They've openly stated it. You've quoted so many Rockefeller quotes. You've quoted so many New World Order elitist quotes. But that's what the end game is, okay? So it is.
By the way, Holdren is nicer. He doesn't say 90% like Priyanka or Bill Gates or Ted Turner. He only wants to kill 75% of us.
Right. Well, quick and dirty, that's still close to, 4.5 million.
But isn't that nice of him?
Well, sure. And see, this is the disconnect, Alex, by lethal injection. And here's what people have got to understand. And I don't think, I don't know how to communicate any more clearly than this. There are multiple strains of genetically altered viruses based on when you're stopped at a roadblock and you will be given your stainless steel band with your RFID chip. They're checking a data computer instantly. So let's say Alex Jones and Steve Quayle get touched. I mean, listen, they want to shoot us more than vaccines, my brother, and by the grace of God, they will not succeed. But the point is that that's where the determination goes. Listen, it's no longer the blue pill, the red pill, the blue pill. It's a red list, the blue list, the green list. And what we're talking about, Alex, is multiple strains of some of the most deadly viruses. Do you remember when I started talking, you and I started talking those days about the Spanish flu being reanimated from the cadavers that were dug up out
of. And they now admit part of this has been engineered into it, and they now admit the Army is going to give us wristbands and set up checkpoints, and they're training for the militia to attack it.
Well, yeah, and so, but let me share this. Nobody believed that. I mean, I was laughed at by publishers. I'm not going to woe is me thing. I'm just telling you. So I published my book, Breathe No Evil, is specifically at that point in history. But then following through, the Spanish flu became so important to me because I saw the most money that, and according to different people I've talked to, here's the thing. The bottom line is the who can tell you the what. The what cannot tell you the who, okay? So it's not important who tells you. It's what they tell you. And if what they tell you consistently lines up, and that is they want the death of, you know, your quoted guy, $4.5 billion, everyone else we quoted $5.5 billion, how are they going to do that? Notice the global pandemic theme when they don't even have a epidemic in most countries. Notice the nature of the fear tactics. Notice how the press, you just ran through the litany. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, it is mind control. It's neuro-linguistic programming. People say, well, if I don't buy their lie, how will I buy food? How will I feed my babies? Listen, a SWAT team took over a hospital in Kalispell, Montana, 2 weeks ago, told the head nurse there that they're getting ready for a total civilian uprising. This is Montana, Alex. I mean, you know, we got cities in Montana, only 50,000 people.
Hey, we've had the emergency managers on months before it came out mainstream news. My point is everything we say gets confirmed, where the police are being trained in every town and city for the military, the vets, to attack them and to lock up citizens and do this. And they're now admitting that they're training for a citizen uprising and hardening all the police stations. Cops, what is it that's so horrible that was planned that they knew to set all this up before the flu ever showed up? It's premeditated. It's a setup.
It is. And Alex, what I want to share with every law enforcement within the sound of our mutual voices, and this thing goes around the world, is that when they're done with you, the reason they're telling you to be deployed in other states is you're not coming back. Thank God in Montana, I know some Texas highway patrolmen are down there. You guys call them state troopers or whatever, but they know what the game is. How do you say to a patrolman in any state, get ready to leave your state, leave your family and children, and we'll take care of them? Yeah, right. And go be deployed in some other state, because that way you can get around your conscience about firing on your own.
Look, the globalists funded Hitler. They funded Lenin, Stalin, Mao. David Rockefeller wrote op-eds in the New York Times praising the 60 million killed. It's in my film Endgame. You cannot make up this magnitude of evil. Folks, they want to do in America what they did in Germany and Russia and China. They are not playing games. They want to wipe the middle class out, just like Ukraine. They mean business.
Now, Alex, I think the most horrific thing in the last 24 to 48 hours is the open statements from the head of Department of Homeland Security. Or Nate, you've carried it on your website. I've carried it that they want people to spy on each other. Now we get the whole thing that Rush Limbaugh is talking about, and you know, when everybody's talking about it, gee, they're asking people to turn others in. Where is the disconnect? We are in a supercharge on steroids, Nazification, total destruction, and it pisses me off that people are standing by who have voices, and shame, shame, shame on you. The Lord God of heaven rebuke those of you that could stop this, and you still refuse to do anything about it.
Let me expand on that. You're right. Limbaugh is covering it right now. The White House confirmed, this is from whitehouse.gov, White House calls for citizens to inform on opponents of Obamacare. And then in that video, we have the link to the newscast where they're saying the police may arrest you if you criticize him. I mean, that's what I mean. Steve Quayle, I can't even believe this is actually happening. I mean, I've known it was coming for years. I've known it was being set up. But, I mean, they're really going to try a Soviet-style purge in America, and they think they're going to use flu as the cover for it to acclimate everybody. How do we stop them, Steve? How do we short-circuit this clear psyop?
Well, first of all, information, information, information. I would advise everyone to start sending the major networks, the listeners to you, listeners to me, major networks, saying if they don't stop the propaganda for the Nazification of the destruction of American citizens, everybody has to basically say to you, listen, we're your listeners, we're the people that buy your stuff, you have to cut them off economically. Second of all, the thing is that you have to appeal to anybody you know and everyone you know to do the same thing. Look at, Alex, you quoted, I think you were playing, weren't you, Spector's statements and the response from the town halls to him and others. People have got to recognize that they have a voice now. If they have no voice and choose to remain silent, they're dead. You know, the point is that it's now or never. See, this isn't, and I want to make something clear, this is no longer a fake out. This is a total takeout, okay? They have done their testing. They've done their beta testing. They know, you know, everybody. This is why so many threats are being made. This is why people are having real-time surveillance by agents. them. This is why, you know, they're so afraid of Obamacare, because what is Obamacare? Ladies and gentlemen, I'll make it easy for you. It's euthanasia, and it's a total destruction of free will in America to choose your own destiny, and we are being systematically destroyed. And
by the way, Steve Quayle, that is not your opinion. I have the bill. I've gone over the subsections where it socializes, takes over, the government takes more of your check. It's like workers' compensation, or it's like where employees and employers have to pay in for their unemployment insurance, and then you never get one tenth of it. They just deny it all. It's like government health care. They're going to take a big part of your check now, and then you get an aspirin when you have a heart attack. I mean, this is such a takeover. And then Obama's people are running around saying it's lies if you say it. Meanwhile, Daschle wrote a book saying if you're above 60, you don't get eye surgery or brain surgery. Right. I mean, they really say they're going to ration care. It's all eugenics. They talk about it in this book.
It's happening in Oregon right now. Oregon will no longer, pay for chemotherapy. They're saying they'll fund your assisted suicide. And I'm telling people, if you don't believe in assisted suicide, well, then you better get up to the speed, because the point is they're about ready to assist in your genocide. Alex, here's
Time Newsweek, they're all, every time I read them, in fact, I have some right here, they're promoting euthanasia and how it's beautiful and how it's wonderful. But it isn't your right to choose. It's the government killing you. And they have this article I saw. Was either in Time or Newsweek, actually. Where are those two Times and Newsweeks I had in here earlier in the week? The point is, they were in my stack. They're gone now. Oh, here they are. In one of these articles, well, I'm interrupting. The point is that it actually says, well, having the right to die is good, but should the government be able to kill you? See, as soon as they get you to the point of, oh, it's beautiful to be able to kill yourself, next it's, is it also beautiful
well,
for the
to them is
government to kill you?
Yeah, why don't you set a good example, all of you guys who are promoting it on Fox, ABC, NBC, CBS. Listen, they're vomit brokers. People are either going to drown in their stupidity, their indifference, or someone else's cocktail, you know, from hell.
Oh, look, the Grim Reaper's taking the old person. It talks about how beautiful the death is, how these people committed suicide, like Romeo and Juliet. And then it says, oh, but should the government kill you? Because it mentions governments in Northern Europe actually kill the people without them wanting to die. And she goes, well, you know, maybe it's reasonable, Steve.
Yeah, again, Alex, the thing is that if people do not turn off their television sets, listen, here's the thing. Why, and look, it's not spooky. The whole change to HDTV, okay? There are realms of the electromagnetic spectrum, I'll just say this, that people are unaware of. There are scientists who were trying to bring this out to the public that are being systematically executed or threatened. The thing is that...
No, I've been to the UT psychology department. They admit, I was there 7 years ago, with the flicker rate, they have monkeys chained down, and they're practicing how to put us into a mesmerized state. That's admitted. That's
right.
Taught in RTF.
Yeah, and also with Gwen Towers, GWEN Towers. You see, this is the thing, Alex, that people have got to understand. This is it, ladies and gentlemen. Troop movements all across the country, tanks, Bradleys, Humvees with 50 calibers mounted.
Not just troop movements. They're openly deploying the Army for car wrecks, drunk drivers, counties don't have money. I mean, they're openly taking over.
Right, and that's the thing that people, you know, forgive me, Alex, martial law is in effect right now.
It is. No, it's in effect right now, exactly as I've said for years and you've said. The feds were going to bankrupt the states, and then they'd say, oh, from Schenectady, New York, to Birmingham, Alabama, oh, the Army's here now. The feds will take over. It's happening.
Right, and I want to share something. The most troubling thing that I know is a French general was just appointed ahead of the NATO troops for the United States. You know, we've caught a lot of crap from a lot of skeptics and scornful, you know, wicked people over the years. But now, isn't it amazing that a French general is appointed head over the NATO troops in the United States? There are reports, Alex, coming from the field, even U.S. military, career officers, and others saying, we have these foreign observers. You know what I tell them? Guess what the foreign observers are there to do? They're not just to watch effectively how you do your job. If you fail to do your job, they whack you. And see, people say, well, that can't happen in America.
No, that's InfraGuard. That's the 56,000 infrastructure protection officers. It's all admitted.
Right. So I hope what people understand this. In other words, there are foreign military officers slash assassins assigned to different units of the U.S. military that should any of the U.S. military fail for conscience, fear of God, fear of the Lord, whatever, concern for their own families, they will be, you know, targeted, executed. It's like the SS. That's what Hitler originally set the SS up, was to make sure that his troops fell in line. Now we have triple S. We have steroids.
My God. Look, I want to go through flu issues and then take calls. I want to go through the eugenics. I haven't gotten your take on Holdren. He is in the Associated Press and Wall Street Journal calling for terraforming the planet. We know they're engineering the droughts to starve out the third world, which they propose in their own publications. Now he's in the mainstream news saying, oh, they want a weather control, but to help you, they're being forced to admit this because we've been exposing them. I want to talk about how you see this unfolding first, though, in October and November, and how they're going to use this flu fear-mongering as the pretext to get their whole agenda through. Steve Quayle's our guest, stevequayle.com. I'm Alex Jones. Our websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're live on TV as well, simulcasting the radio at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
This is the end. All right, I want to go through specific questions for Steve Quayle in just a moment when we go back to him. I want him specifically how he sees it unfolding, how they'll announce more cases, will they release something that actually kills a bunch of people to ensure the hysteria? What do we know is in these test vaccines? What have we caught them doing in the past? Before we do that, though, I need to tell you about a few of the sponsors that make today's show possible. Diginet personal audio video recorder. Now, I have seen similar pens and systems 3 to 4 times the cost. In fact, I've seen the exact same pen for 3 to 4 times, depending on which website or shop. Years ago, or about a year ago, Bilderberg to spy on them, I bought this very same pen for about $140 a piece. You can get these for like $50. And they've got very inexpensive systems of small hidden cameras in your car with hidden wiring, very easy to install. You install it yourself in minutes. Plugs into a tiny SD card, records hours of video to record the globalist or corrupt police or whatever you need to protect yourself. Everybody should visit diginet.net. They are patriots. Diginet, D-I-G-A-N-E-T.net. Diginet.net. Check them out today. They are the place. Diginet.net. Also, I want to tell you about MySolarBackup.com. A lot of things can happen to cut off your electrical power. Hurricanes, snow, ice storms, depressions, wars, globalist activity, stage rolling blackouts, you name it. Listeners should move getting off the grid, and here's a way to do just that. A solar power generator is now available for longtime sponsors, Solutions from Science. Get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of the power source 1,800-watt generator and a high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. The globalists don't own the sun yet, folks, so get prepared today at MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com or 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365, MySolarBackup.com. Okay, Steve, I keep jumping in. You keep jumping in. We're doing a good job here, but it's just there's so many facets, so much proof. I mean, we're so much alike. We're trying to just warn them and show them. It's like being in a car with a nut driving it. You know he's about to run off the road and kill you, but he won't stop. How do you see this unfolding? How do you see them from studying the globalist unfolding this, ratcheting this up?
Well, we're seeing it right now, but basically the media will be the mouthpiece, the military will be the enforcement, and the apathy and indifference is what they're counting on. See, one of the things that they're counting on is the sleep inducement that they've been able to do, and I don't mean literal sleep, but I mean putting everybody kind of into a state of, well, you know, they would never do that. I think the thing that's going to, everybody's got to watch is the death of the American dollar. I would say, now, you're asking specific. This is as specific as it gets. You're going to see the dollar get hammered more and more as we get towards late August, okay? Concurrent with the stress on the financial system and concurrent with the stress on the Obama administration by people challenging it and pointing out all of the crooks that are incorporated into it, I think you're going to see more and more draconian measures taken. You're going to see multiple gun incidents. Now, how does this all relate? Easy. You cannot vaccinate a man who's able to shoot back, can you, Alex? You cannot force someone to do something if they still have any freedom. You're going to see specific substances. You're going to see pharmaceutical, which is already happening, the necessary drugs for people who are on antidepressants. Those are going to start disappearing. The pharmacists are going to say to you, by the way, pharmacists already told me this is happening. We're having the hardest time getting that. People who suffer from chronic pain, gee, we're having a hard time getting pain relief. People are going to begin to see that the noose is tightening on them. More and more people are going to become disgruntled. Throwing into that mix are going to be professional agitators. And I mean, listen, these guys think nothing about shooting, killing any way they can multiple groups of people.
Well, that's like Operation Northwood. Stay there. Back in 70 seconds with Steve Quayle. Your calls are coming up. We're going to continue with Steve laying this out. Then I want to look at the vaccines themselves, what they're doing. These are live vaccines. These are already causing all sorts of illnesses and bad reactions. The forced inoculations.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.